Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Pushkin.
This episode is sponsored by Cadillac.
Do you have any guesses about what we're going to show you?
No.
No guesses. No guesses. The only thing I'm going to say in preparation is, well, I'm not even going to say anything. I just want your reaction. I want to know whether you want one of these. You ready? I'm walking down the streets of a small town in upstate New York with a five-year-old boy who has all the typical five-year-old boy's enthusiasm for things with wheels. He's wearing a blindfold. We stop. I turn him around to face the street in front of a shiny, elegant, sleek SUV. What you're gonna see is something that almost no one in America has seen. This is brand new. Okay, take my arm. Lift off your blindfold. Let me just say he was a little bit shy and a little overwhelmed. He's blindfolded by some random guy who's friends with his parents. So he looks up and there's a pause as he contemplates the apparition in front of his eyes. What do you think?
I like it.
The look on his face did not just say, I like it. It said, holy Toledo. No, holy Detroit. What is this? Now, I know what you're thinking. What's going on here? Well, to answer that, we need to go back in time. Not long ago, we got a call at Pushkin headquarters from Cadillac. They knew that we take cars very seriously here. In fact, I think they knew that the car I drive to work every morning is a Cadillac. A tricked out 2021 Cadillac CT5V, a monster. So they say, have you heard of the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq? Oh, I had. My friend Dan, the most serious gearhead I know, had driven one in Detroit and texted me immediately. This thing is the best car Cadillac ever made. My friend Eddie, second most serious gearhead I know, spotted one in his neighbor's driveway and said, it looks like the Barcelona chair of cars. I have no idea what that means. Anyway, Cadillac says, would you like to borrow a Lyriq for a few days? We gave their request a great deal of thought, held a dozen meetings to discuss, made a spreadsheet to evaluate the pros and cons. No, are you kidding me? We said, bring it now. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, and you're listening to the first of two very special episodes for Revisionist History listeners. Come along on an all-electric road trip with me and a few friends. So the Lyriq shows up at Pushkin HQ, and let's just say, we have plans for the next few days. Road tests, but not boring road tests. My kind of road tests. The things that matter to me. How much can I fit in this thing? Is it fast enough? Is it better than what I have in the garage already? And first and foremost, will it impress my friends? We started with the five-year-old down the street. Then we parked and waited for the general public to weigh in, which they did, like flies on honey. First up, a dude in an Escalade literally stops in the middle of the street.
Yeah, that's sharp.
Yeah.
Look at that. Right out from the factory. Look at that thing. Man. I guess I'm going to have to look into it now, so. I'm going to work about it a little bit. But that's beautiful.
All right, enough. We realized we had to drive it for ourselves. We piled in. First thoughts? It has SUV presence, but drives like a car. An electric car. Which means that insanely smooth, uninterrupted, instantaneous acceleration. And all in a kind of hushed splendor. Powered by GM's brand new Ultium battery system. We called our contact back at Cadillac, Melissa Grady, Cadillac's chief marketing officer. Put her on speaker.
Wait, we're going to drive down the block because I want you to explain the sound. This thing is so insanely quiet.
So
there's like this kind of quiet hum.
Yes.
I'm referring to this sound. What am I?
Yes.
Tell me about what I'm hearing.
The future.
You were trained to say that. Oh, yes, she was. It's actually the sound the sun emits, as recorded by NASA. I'm not making that up.
So what that noise is, you know, with an EV, there really isn't a lot of audible sound. And so we put that sound in so that pedestrians and others can hear that the vehicle is approaching.
Yeah. It's like the noise machine I use for my baby. It's like this calming.
Next, I got fixated on the dash. So just so to describe for, so I'm looking at this, we've got this console, this screen that stretches from the driver's side all the way almost to the edge of the passenger. It's like a long, how long is this? It's like a, do you know how long this screen? It looks like it's like over 2 feet long.
It is 33 inches.
33 inches. So everything, as I'm driving, everything is in front of me. And then I have, we just opened the map function. Oh my God, that's fantastic. And then we've got the rear view mirror is a continuous HD camera. So in case you're keeping count, test number one, the five-year-old boy test, passed. Test number two, the eyeball first impression test, passed. But now, for the hardest test of all, we return to Pushkin HQ and pick up my friend Michael, who for the past 3.5 years has been the devoted owner of an electric vehicle made by a company whose name will not pass our lips. Michael!
What am I getting myself into?
We're coming for you. You need to come downstairs, and then we're going to put a blindfold on you and go for a little ride. The same blindfold we use for the kid.
Is this going to end our 35-year friendship?
It is absolutely not.
Okay.
This is going to be an educational and enjoyable experience for you. Michael is a skeptical, perceptive, hard-bitten professional journalist, a man of the world, and he loves his current EV. He's an evangelist for the brand, and we've told him nothing, except that we've got something very new parked out front that he's never been in before. We put him in the passenger seat. Let me remind you, he's blindfolded. We want him to hear and feel the lyric without his judgmental vision getting in the way. He starts running his hands over the dash, the door, everything around him. Right, how does that seat feel, Michael?
It's very luxurious. I hate to, this can't be it.
Now, we weren't trying to rag on the competition. I mean, I've driven in Michael's car. It's a fine bit of engineering. Lots of great software. Pioneer in the field. Blah, blah, blah. But it's an appliance. And now, his senses heightened. Michael sits and touches and feels and realizes, Dorothy, you're not in an appliance anymore.
Okay, now, Michael, I want you to remove your blindfold.
Really?
Yeah. And I want you to observe the interior.
Wow. Sleek.
Yeah.
Love the... Yeah, this is very nice. It's very different than mine.
My concern is you're going to go back. You're going to get into your car, seem to me.
And just drive into a lake. Just be so despondent that I'm going to be like...
You're going to be like, what did I... Oh, you're going to be like, I can't do it. I can't go back. You can't go back, Michael. Don't do it. Don't go back. Next time on our special series made in collaboration with Cadillac, more road tests. Comparo with a German classic and with Cadillacs of yore. A little bit of a road race and babies.
No crying, Speedy. Oh, Speedy.
Yeah, just like new people. 2023 lyric orders are full. Go to Cadillac.com and complete a pre-order from model year 24 to be among the first to order a model year 24 when available. This episode was produced by Jacob Smith and Joey Fishground. Our editor is Julia Barton. Engineering by Nina Lawrence and mastering by Sarah Bruguer. Special thanks to Melissa Grady at Cadillac and Carly Megliori. I'm Malcolm Gladwell. You know, there's something about the Porsche way of doing things that just speaks to me. Take the all-new Porsche Panamera, for example. It's not just another sedan. It's a bold choice for those who aren't afraid to go against the flow, both with the car they choose to drive or the way they live their life. The Panamera redefines sports cars, comfortably seating four and proving that you don't have to sacrifice luxury for performance. Build your dream Panamera online right now at configurator.porsche.com and choose boldly. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through their day. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. The tradition of breaking tradition continues with the return of the unconventional awards from T-Mobile for Business at Mobile World Congress. This is an event that celebrates innovators whose bold actions took their industries to new places. If that sounds like you and you're a T-Mobile for Business customer, enter today. If you win, you'll be publicly honored among some of the most influential leaders in industry. And me, I'll be there too. Enter now at T-Mobile.com/unconventional awards. See you there.